a veteran of the NFL, played with three different teams and three successful teams, I might add. Gary, I wanted to ask you one. It's 10-0 Packers Thursday night, and the place is rocking, and the it really looks dicey for Philadelphia. What happens on a sideline to keep you in the game in such a hostile atmosphere? Who is it, or what is it that keeps everybody calm and focused on what has to be done?
Well, the big thing is, you know, your coaches play a key role, but probably the older players, your leaders, get the chance to be the most integral part of your leadership, because, you know, you're looking guys in the helmet and you're telling them, especially your young players, hey, let's stay in it, focus on what you got to do on this play. Forget all of the people and all of the stuff on the sideline. What is your assignment? Who are you supposed to block on this kickoff? Let's execute. We're gonna go ahead and get a good kickoff. So when everybody's focusing on exactly what it is you're supposed to do, you know, it's a challenge to stay in the moment and exactly what you're supposed to do. But that is what the veteran players do, because a lot of times younger players, see, they'll get caught up in the emotion and they'll start getting down and then they'll start blowing assignments and they're all over the place. But you want to keep them focused on exactly what they got to do. And if we execute that, we can turn this thing around. But don't get caught up looking at the scoreboard or, you know, paying attention to, let's say, somebody that, oh, there goes such and such. And, you know, he does the games. You can't get caught up in that. You got to be focusing on exactly what you got to do on the next play. And the veteran players make it a point to make sure the younger guys, you're looking them in the eye and letting them know exactly what the focus is now, what is our job. And that's the way you get a team that will come back. And the Eagles have that. They have leaders like that on their team.
Gary, one of the things that we were talking about earlier on today was just the fact that the Eagles always seem to be ready in spots where either it's a primetime game or their backs are against the wall, things like that. What is it about this team that has them so ready to go, as you said, when the going kind of does get tough or when it matters the most?
See, the big thing in the big game, you can't get caught up in the peripheral things. You know, like at the Super Bowl. You can't go there and get caught up in the Super Bowl. You got to go there and focus on the football game you got to play, because you don't have to play any of them celebrities that are going to be singing, you know, the national anthem. You know, they got nothing to do with the game. You don't have to, you know, deal with all of the, you know, of course, all of the entertainment that's going to be there. You got all of the media and, you know, a thing like a team like the Patriots. They know, don't get caught up in that stuff, because that's got nothing to do with the game. Focus on just playing the game. And so the Eagles now, they're a veteran team. They don't get, you know, if they got to do an interview with, let's say, Chris Collinswood, you know, they're not all into this interview with Chris Collinswood. They know that, hey, we got to play the game. And that's what we got to focus on. All the other stuff is great entertainment for all the fans, but that can't be what we're focused on, or we're going to lose our concentration and we're not going to play well. And see, a team that gets caught up in all of the side stuff, they come in and they don't play well in big games. The Eagles play well in big games because they know to keep their feet on the ground and focus on football.
All right, we're talking with Gary Cobb here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Gary, we were talking also earlier about headshots and obviously the two unfortunate ones that occurred Thursday night, including a friendly fire hit by Luis Zendejas. Andrew Zendejo on Avante Maddox. So I wanted to ask you, there's barely been any calls made by referees in the first three weeks, only 10. For that thing they were trying to emphasize in the preseason, which is trying to get headshots out of the game. The way the game is played, Gary, is it even possible, as a veteran player like yourself, to get those kind of lowering the helmet hits out of the NFL?
I think it can be done, but, you know, it's not going to be done overnight. You know, that's why we do classes. We teach kids that just starting to play football. We try to get them into, utilizing their head, because, you know, you use the head as a weapon and really you end up hurting yourself too. So you know, it's going to take time because guys have been trained to where it's just instinctively something that they do. And so it's going to take a while to coach that out of it. But they're getting better. There's less of it. But like I said, it's going to take a while for that to happen. But that played a key role in the game because Jamal Williams getting knocked out of the game, I think, had something to do with the fact that the Green Bay Packers would not run the football. I mean, you're down in the red zone, and you're not going to run the football. You know, I know that people got to be going crazy in Green Bay that they didn't even try to run the football all those times down in the red zone because that's the way the game was decided. They didn't have success in the red zone.
Gary, on the flip side, obviously here in Philadelphia, the reaction completely different, winning a big game against an unbeaten Packers team Thursday night football. The question was going around, and I think it's a worthwhile question to ask, is did the Eagles save their season last night? And certainly did they save their chances of being that Super Bowl contender that we hoped that they would be before the year started?
That was a huge win because, you know, they really haven't been playing good football, and they really didn't play great football in the game, but they did the things that they needed to do. And this is what a winning team does, which is they executed in the red zone. They won the turnover battle. 2-0 in the turnover battle. You know, they put the ball away. They didn't lay it on the ground. And that turnover battle, a lot of times that decides the game. Because you can march up and down the field, get in the red zone and don't score. The other team gets a turnover and marches 15 yards and scores. And now you're trailing 7-0. You know, that's because scoring in the red zone is vital, you know, and getting turnovers. And what the Eagles did is they did exactly what I said, which is Green Bay's marching up and down the field, not having success in the red zone. The Eagles get a turnover, punch it in, and they score points. And that's why they won the game. And that's the way a good team will take care of the football. Now, they gave the game to the Falcons by turning over the ball. So they know how important it is, and it's something that they stress, and that's why the Eagles got a good football team.
All right. Gary, one other thing about Thursday night, I mean, Eagles did get shredded by Aaron Rodgers. Now, they're not the first, but over 400 yards, couple of touchdowns. The Eagles secondary, like as I said, took another blow. Maddox now might be down. You have Jalen Mills out. You have Darby. Did the results of Thursday, in your mind, maybe heighten or should heighten the Eagles' interest in Jalen Ramsey?
Well, if they could make a deal because, you know, when I look at their secondary, I don't see guys playing aggressively in the corners. You can't play scared on the corner because, yeah, you're going to get beat sometimes. But if you play aggressive, there are going to be some times you can create turnovers and you're going to make the play sometimes. But sometimes you're going to get beat. So you need guys that will play with confidence. They were playing scared. And ironically, you got a kid you grab off the bench. He comes in and plays aggressively, which is the kid Craig James. And that was the play of the game because he was right up on the guy jamming the receiver and he wound up getting his hand in there and that tip of the ball. But all game long, you know, Avonte Maddox was playing scared, and Sidney Jones was playing off his man.
Right.
He was kind of playing scared.
Right.
I thought Rasul Douglas did a good job. You know, he was playing more aggressively, even though he had a pass interference penalty and things. But you got to be aggressive. You cannot play scared. Or are you just going to get torched? And they were getting torched, and very fortunate that Davante Adams had that turf toe at the end, or who knows what would have happened.
I know, that's true.
but your point about Jalen, he would be a great addition because he's the kind of guy, like, you know, some of the great corners in the past, where you can say, hey, this is their number one receiver. You got him, so we can just erase this guy. You know, and to be able to do that with a lockdown corner makes your defense, it just does, you know, it can't do enough for your defense. It just makes you a much better defense. And the Eagles could double some of the other guys if, you know, they were able to get, Jalen Ramsey to get him in here. It's going to take a lot to get him because they say they're two first rounds.
I know. Then
but
you gotta
he is
pipe.
That good of a player. You would consider it because he's that good of a player.
Yeah. And I think, too, The Sidney Jones was a draft day steal, I think, Joey. Can we wrap that up now? What do you think? I mean, I think the Eagles, they really got to think about Ramsey now. And Gary, listen, I can dub you right now. I'm watching you Thursday night on the Fox 29 Eagles pregame live. You are the Cam Newton pregame host, always sharply dressed to the nines.
Hey, not Cam Newton. That's not a compliment.
well, in terms of just taking that extra step there to always look your
Cam,
best.
Year. Cam goes over the top, though.
He goes over the top and comes around on the bottom. I think.
And really, I don't like the way he does, because if I was on his team, I'm going like, dude, are you serious about the game, or you're more into the way you dress? You know, he overdoes it, I think.
Yeah. Excellent. Gary's the co-host of Fox 29 Eagles Pregame Live and the G. Cobb Birds Report Weekly Podcast, presented exclusively by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Gary, thanks a lot for taking the time. We enjoy having you on, and we look forward to doing it all the time, all right?
Okay, I just wanted to say, you know, you can check out the G. Cobb Birds Report all season long, and now we got 2 episodes out there, and you can check it out on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, or follow me on Twitter for a link to every episode. So, love to get a chance to talk about the Birds. I think that they may have turned their season around with that win.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.